Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Happy Halloween, everyone, and welcome to Tiny Vampire's Agoraphobia Special. Every year, I put together a story written from an insect's perspective. And this year, our horror story is from the deadliest war in history. And even though it's obviously a work of fiction, the facts are true. So, even though we're having a little festive fun, you'll still be getting your dose of insect science that you come to count on from Tiny Vampires. Enjoy.
Good morning, recruit. Welcome to your first day in the largest army that ever existed. I have the distinct misfortune of being your training instructor. Now come on, move, chop chop. I know metamorphosis is tough, but you're slower than molasses in January. Now come on. No more cushy life of a larva, being fed whenever you're hungry, and no more lazing around as a pupa. It's time to earn your keep. You're a worker now, hun. Now move with a sense of urgency. It's time for your tour of our own little slice of the suck. Gods, you must be the poorest excuse for an Argentine ant I have ever seen. Now move, move, move! What, you think you're a male? You're gonna sprout wings any second and do nothing but mate all day? Nope. You're a female, one of billions, so let's get this work done. We're counting on you, and other recruits like you, to keep us at the top where we belong. Gods help us. First stop. This is one of our many queens. There's one for about every 120 workers like us, so don't distract her. She has 60 eggs to lay before the day is done, and if she wants something, she'll take it. She gets to eat nearly 300 times the amount you do. So, if she's peckish, you give her what she wants. That's not to say that she's in charge, mind you. Us workers are in control around here. You'll see what I mean a little later. You had the good fortune of emerging in May. What I like to call assassination season. So, if you see a queen, give her what she wants, but, don't get too attached. Moving on to the next chamber, more queens, more eggs. Eggs are our future, so you guard them with your pathetic life. You hear me? You also need to keep them clean. It's humid down here, and if you don't keep them spick and span with a fresh coat of saliva, the fungus gets on them, and then I get on you. You hear me? Over here are some of the larvae. Like the eggs, we keep them in dispersed clumps all over the nest. It keeps the enemy guessing. You see a larva that's hungry? You feed it. I don't care if you're missing an eye and all six of your legs, you feed the damn thing. Proceeding. Over here's the garbage dump. This is where the workers on trash duty get rid of our waste. You look like you belong here, made for trash duty, but for some reason, we designated you as a recruit. Now, I'm stuck with you. Anyway, come over here and check out this dead worker. Wave your little antennae all over it. Now over me. Smell that? I'm giving off the sweet, sweet smell of a living kick-ass war ant. And that poor schmuck isn't. That's how you know who's dead and who's alive. If they're dead, you drop them off here. They've served, and off to the midden heap they go. Other things that come to the dump. Old food. Feces. Other workers that are looking kind of rough. We can't have them spreading diseases around here, you know? So, I hope you have your big girl pants on, because it's time to leave the nest for the first time. Aw, so cute. Okay, enough gawking. Now move! Time for you to see one of our greatest accomplishments. It's distant second to being the most badass army the world has ever seen. But first, now that you're out of the nest, you need to learn how to follow trails. Now, look behind you. That bulbous thing that you call an ass, I call a gaster. When you find a trail, yes, wave those little antennae around and find one. I'm sure you can do it. Smell that? Gives your feet a little tingle? That trail is made by a worker. One more ambitious than you. She bumped her gaster along the ground when she went out, leaving a scent trail that she can follow back to the nest. If she finds something, she lays down even more scent on her way back. That way, we know where the goodies are. Hey, you listening? I know my voice is beautiful, but you better not go drifting off. Trail smells good, right? Strong enough that even a new recruit like you can follow it. That's because it leads to the ranch. We've been caring for these aphids and scale insects for years. So move with purpose. I only have a month to live, and I don't intend to spend it babysitting you. Since we have ways to walk, I'll give you a little history lesson. Tell you the story of how we became the awesome superpower that we are. Way back in the 1800s, all the Argentine ants lived along the same river, the Paraná. We had colonies back then, but nothing like today. They were small, pathetically small. Like a few hundred thousand ants. Then, our founding mother queen somehow made her way onto a ship carrying coffee from Brazil to New Orleans. When she arrived, she laid her eggs, and slowly, season after season, we took over. We were forged in war with the other ants in South America. But the North American ants never knew what hit them. We wiped them out, ate all their larvae, moved into their nests. We made our way over the years here to California. From here, we honored that founding queen by boarding ships and moving all over the world. Our colony stretches most of Europe, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, and all over the US. It's called a super colony, but I feel like it doesn't really capture it. When you cover thousands of square kilometers and multiple continents, super doesn't really cut it. So, thank your lucky stars, you were born an LH1. Not just the largest ant colony, but the largest society to have ever existed. When I say that, I'm not exaggerating. We easily outnumber the humans. Egypt, China, Rome, the UK, they got nothing on us. Remember, you don't need technology if you can catch a ride. And you have numbers. Numbers are all that matter. And you, little miss, have a lot to live up to. Okay, look alive. We're at the ranch. Up here are the citrus trees. We have aphids and scale insects. These squishy little balls of sugar are one of our secrets to success. They have these fiddly little mouth parts that act like a straw. They stick them into the plant and suck out the sap. The sap is almost entirely sugar and water, but like us, they need protein too. So they keep drinking away, sifting out the proteins and pooping out the extra sugar water. For us, more sugar is more energy. More energy means we can fight more and take more land. If we're ever low on foraging, we can rely on these little guys for food. Looks like this branch we're on is about sucked dry, so grab that aphid. I'll show you where to move it to get the best supply of sugar. Okay, good job. You might turn into something worthwhile after all. Just stick with me, you know? Now, that little aphid is on a tender spot on the leaf, and you just give him a little second to attach. Then, you give him a little massage with your antennae, and see that little droplet that came out of the flutes on its back end? Pure honeydew sweetness. Eat up, recruit. And quickly. We don't have time for you to stand around all day getting tender with the livestock. Now that that's done, it's time for you to get your mandibles bloody. We're heading out to the hunting grounds. Maybe you have more of a killer instinct than you look. All right. You found what we call a recruitment trail. Don't smile at me, recruit. Even a blind pig finds an acorn once in a while. Now let's see if you can follow it for more than a meter. We're getting awfully close to the front line of the Civil War, so keep your antennae up for any alarm pheromones, or for any Argentine ant that is not an LH1. You'll be able to tell. They smell rank. They call themselves the Lake Hodges Super Colony, but they're much smaller than us, about 11 square kilometers. While they're comparatively a tiny colony, don't be fooled. Our sisters in Spain and Japan aren't going to come save your ass. Our fight is here, and only those of us on the front line are going to be here to save you. We've been fighting with them for years, and the battle lines haven't changed much since it started. You want to keep your head and your legs attached to your brand new shiny body? You respect the enemy, and listen to everything I tell you without question. Heads up. Here's one now. Stay alert. But I don't think she's long for this world. See how she stinks? You can tell she's not one of us. Ugh, they did a number on her. Antennae ripped out, two legs gone, one dangling. Oof. But take a hard look. That's what war looks like. Except multiplied by about 30 million. Yeah. That's how many workers get killed here every year. So don't get cute and don't think you're special. Now come on. She's already dead, and we need to bring back some food to the nest. Tonight is a big night. All right, we made it to the end of the trail. Oh wow, they made a great find. When it's time for you to come out foraging, you remember this. Birds are big. Don't be intimidated. You're a soldier in the greatest army the world has ever seen. And that is a baby bird. It doesn't even have its eyes open yet. And this right here, is the real secret of the LH1 success. We are ruthless and we eat everything. You start turning up your antennae at things, or find food while you're foraging and then let it get stolen by some other colony, and you hurt our numbers. It's not about size. It's about numbers. Now quit gawking and grab a chunk. Let's move this thing from bird's nest to an ant's nest, you know what I mean? Geez, that chunk of bird isn't even that heavy. I wasn't sure you were going to make it back to the nest. Now give it to that other worker. It's time for you to do what you were born to do. Kill other ants. You see, most of the time, we need more queens than a nest that's further from the front line. As we win ground, we need extra queens that will take some workers with them and start new nests in our new territory. Well, that hasn't quite worked out for us, and we haven't gained enough ground. So, we have too many queens in this nest. Ones like your momsies over there. Queens put out pheromones that affect the way the eggs develop. If you have a lot of old queens, they make it so that you don't get any new queens. You see, the problem is old frumpies like your mom don't make enough eggs. And what do I keep telling you? It's all about numbers. We are the colony of the dominant species on Earth because of numbers. Recruit, it's time for your mom to go. What are you waiting for? A royal invitation? Now! Go, killer! As soon as you attack, more workers will join you. Now go, go, go! I'll grab her front leg, you grab the back, and pull! Pull! She's weak from not getting as much food as normal. So take some damn pride in your work and rip her leg off. That's it. I feel it coming loose. Yeah, there you go. No, you're not done yet. Bite her. Tear her open. You got it. Nicely done. We've made a killer out of you yet, recruit. Yeah, damn, I'm good at my job. Now go grab some of those larvae over there. A queen's made out of a lot of meat, and we can't have her going to waste. Set them by the corpse. Yeah. Yeah, they'll make short work out of her. Well, look at those two. They're just diving right into her head. Damn, should I tell them? She's probably their mom, too. Ooh, vicious little buggers. Okay, that's one queen down. Let's look and see how the other assassinations are going. Rise and sign. Get up, get up, get up. Yesterday was a busy day of killing queens. But there are no weekends when you're at war. You 10 recruits, come with me. It's time to get over to the front line and kill, kill, kill them all. They probably spent their night murdering their moms, too. So don't think you have a monopoly on being a badass. Now march! Ah, I love the smell of alarm pheromones in the morning. We're getting closer to the front. Now, ignore all the dead bodies. There will be a lot more before the day is through, so you better keep your antennae up and your eyes peeled. The battle is already raging. Be ready to go as soon as you catch a whiff of those foul Lake Hodges freaks. There's the battle. Go, go, go! Focus on the enemy soldiers that are already being attacked. Bend your gaster. Smear it on the enemy. The chemicals are irritants. If enough of you do it, she won't be able to move. Clamp down on her mandibles. Pull! Pull! Pull them apart! Legs, heads, bodies. It doesn't matter. Grab a chunk and pull! Oh, dear Lord. There's a huge wave of them headed right this way. We need to retreat! Retreat! Come on, we need to alert the nest. Fall back, fall back. Come on, come on. Watch out. There's some up ahead. They've broken through the lines to the south. We've been routed. You, throw yourself into the enemy's mouth so she can't get the rest of us. That's it, you three, surround her. Grab, and one, two, three, pull. Come on, we need to get back to the nest before they do. No, they're already at the entrance. You two stay out here and defend the entrance. You four, come inside with me. We need to move the young and the queens to a safer part of the nest, just in case they force their way inside. Damn, they must have come through another entrance. They're already inside. We have to move the brood now. Go, go, go! Queen, let's go. Everyone, in here. Grab an egg. Grab a larvae. Move. I can smell them. They're pushing their way closer. We need to get the brood out of here. The attacks are happening in the tunnels. It's time to evacuate. We'll move the queen and the broods to another nest, farther from the front. No, that way is blocked. Go the other way. There's more invaders down there. We can push past them. They're busy eating some of the newborns they found. Come on. Push through. Keep moving. Damn. Another exit blocked. How did they move so fast? They have us surrounded. Drop the brood. Defend the queen. If we can get her out of this fight, it isn't lost. There's more coming on your left. No, on your right. They have the queen. Ah, oh, one's got me. Recruits, do something. Save her.
Hello, agoraphobia fans. I'm Raven Forrest Rescalzo, the host of Tiny Vampires, a podcast about disease, science, and blood-sucking insects. While this whole thing is fiction, the facts are mostly true. These super colonies of Argentine ants have been fighting for years. While the LH1 ants kill their California neighbors on sight,
or to be more accurate, on scent, they would happily join any of the other LH1 nests in the world, be it in California or somewhere over in Japan. Argentine ants are not just the largest society, but are also one of the world's worst invasive species. They wipe out native ants, eating their young and stealing their nests. They kill and eat a range of insects, spiders, and even, as you heard in the story, baby birds. Their ability to farm aphids and other plant pests means that they are also problems for food growers. I have to say, when I learned that there was a war going on beneath my feet, resulting in 30 million deaths a year, I found it pretty scary. If you want to discover more about the incredible world of insects and disease, while also learning some wild science along the way, subscribe to Tiny Vampires, where basically it's always Halloween.